Back in 1993, when the average American income was $33,000 a year and the price of a movie ticket was about $4, Massachusetts created a formula for determining how much funding the state should provide to each school district. 24 years later, some educators say the old formula is out of step with times and leaves many districts underfunded. Now, some state lawmakers, municipal leaders, and education experts are pushing for a major change in the formula. For our Edify unit, WBUR's Tanya Mosley has this report.
The state foundation budget was designed to be the great equalizer. It's a formula created to ensure every school district receives the amount it needs to provide an adequate education to its students. But that's not happening for some school communities.
Even though we are tops in the nation on educational achievement on average in Massachusetts, we are also 48th in the nation on inequality.
State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz says poorer districts have been affected the most by an outdated funding formula, which has been underpredicting how much districts need to the tune of $1 to $2 billion. Chang Diaz is proposing an update to the formula for calculating the cost of these four specific categories:
healthcare costs, special education costs, English language learner students, and low-income students.
The first two, healthcare and special education, are what Chang Diaz calls fixed costs. These costs have been growing way faster than the original foundation formula predicted they would. She uses the example of Chelsea to explain how this all plays out.
Their healthcare costs are $6.7 million more than the foundation formula predicts that they would be. And that's $6.7 million that they have to spend right from go.
If you spread that across the Chelsea system, that's about $750,000 for each school.
Imagine if your school, if your kid's school, had $750,000 more a year to work with. You know, like, what are the things that you would really like to see come to life at your school?
An updated formula, Chang Diaz says, would better predict how much districts need. But some observers are not convinced lawmakers will back it.
There's a reason the formula has been mostly unchanged for 23 years. It's a messy change.
Kenneth Arden is an economist who teaches at Salem State University and worked for many years in the finance and administration office at the State House. Arden says in his experience, lawmakers like simple add-ons to existing frameworks. And changing the funding formula is complicated. Arden believes lawmakers will be thinking about unforeseen consequences.
Opening up the foundation formula opens up a whole messy can of worms that people don't want to get involved in. It's much easier for the legislature to avoid a complicated question about what is the appropriate formula, what is the appropriate minimum amount.
For the last 2 years, Chang Diaz has made incremental attempts to change the formula. But this is the first time she's pushing for sweeping change. Despite some pushback, she is determined to bring the funding formula into the 21st century. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.